The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
David Bearman here with Pro Football Network Live, Radio Row, Mandalay Bay. I'm honored to be with Adam Kaplan, Pro Football Network insider. Adam, thanks for being here.
Yeah, Dave, good to see you.
It's Radio Row. You've done a bunch. This is my first one.
My 23rd.
23rd Radio.
So guess which is my first one? Rich Gannon. I try not to bring it up. I just give you a hint.
So we're going back to 2002?
2002 from San Diego. My favorite Super Bowl. And I got yelled at by the Raiders when I said that. Actually, this is a funny story, David. So
that's why we're here.
The Raiders. So I just had done NFL Live. You know the side set on the NFL
Absolutely.
Set, as you know?
Yep.
So they went to me. Wingo went to me and he goes, okay, so you know, what was your favorite Super Bowl? I said 2002. So immediately, someone very hype in the Raiders said to me, "You're such a jerk for saying that." I'm sorry, but the week was downtown San Diego.
San Diego.
It's
great.
You're the Gaslamp District. So anyway,
we just don't go to Tijuana.
Yeah. We should bring Jay Glazer over here because Glaze is my boy, and Glaze broke that story with Barrett Robbins. But anyway, so yeah, I love coming here. Radio Row is great. It's kind of smaller now. We're spread out, which is fine.
This is smaller?
Oh God, are you kidding me?
I've never been to Radio Row.
Oh, this is your first one?
My first Radio Row.
Oh man. So thank goodness you were not at the one in Minneapolis where we had it in the food court, where I tripped over Brian Billick, almost broke my ankle.
Yeah, 18 years, you and I worked together at ESPN, and everyone to a
Actually,
Super Bowl.
I never met you there.
We sort of passed each other in the hallway,
but I wasn't
on the NFL show. Yeah, you had Evan Kaplan and Vince Massey. You had
Vince
those
a little bit, yeah, from Philly. Yeah, he's a big hockey guy.
Yeah, I mean, Evan will be here in a couple of days. So what are you hearing? What's the scuttlebutt around here? What are you hearing around here in Media Row?
Well, typically, it depends, like at the Senior Bowl, the first day was, okay, what the hell was Dan Campbell thinking about? That was part of it. Then the Fangio stuff broke, which is hilarious. It was somewhere around that time, like during a press conference, he resigns.
Mm-hmm.
It was very odd. And he was like a junior member of the Eagles anyway. Another story, Eagles don't like people saying that, but he was. Eagles finally got him back there. No, it's just basically, it's okay, so what was going to happen? Who was going to make the Super Bowl? Okay, we see it. Dream match of the 19 game.
Yep.
You know what? The Eagles collapsed. I think that was a huge story. In fact, that was really, I cannot remember my 23 years of going to the Senior Bowl, David. People, agents coming up to me and saying, ask me what happened. And then if they had defensive players, they go, okay, well, they didn't like Sean Desai, who actually did a decent job. He got demoted in season. That was bizarre. And then just industry trends, like what's the next big thing to happen? Who are the up and coming coaches? No one really knew about some of the guys who were up and coming. Ben Johnson came out of nowhere. David, 2 years ago, never heard of him. He was the pass game coordinator for the Lions. They became the hot commodity. And what the heck happened with Washington? The finger pointing was bizarre.
It's really, really weird what happened there.
Yeah. So, you know, if we were doing videos together, I wish we would, because I would tell you the real story. It would take like an hour.
We can do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was, as I called in the beginning, I said to end the season, Ben Johnson was the number one guy. Wasn't even close. But as I've told people, though, yes, he was. But it's all how he interviewed, because he's a high energy guy. How would he project in interviews? You know, people could debate how much money he really wanted. That's not why he didn't get the job.
What's the short version?
I don't think they were on the same page, Washington and Ben Johnson. Okay. I'll leave it at that. Here's Richmond Flowers, a former NFL receiver, as his agent. But he's brilliant. I mean, he's on the level of your guy, Mike McDaniel. He's that level smart, that level energy and passion for the job. A little quirky, a little odd, but very bright. But he is the guy, man. He's the guy. He'll be a head coach.
Let's talk about the two teams.
Sure.
You like the Eagles. I like the Dolphins. Eagles, Dolphins. Both teams collapsed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
One was a 10-1 record and then just floats out. One was 9-3, had a shot at the number one seed and dropped out. So what went wrong in each situation?
Let's go to the Dolphins. Two things here. First of all, when they're down six starters, you saw what happened. People blame Fangio. You're down six starters. I mean, Javon Holland with his knees. Brandon Jones came off the ACL. He was able to play.
Yeah, hired some guys off the street that hadn't played.
Yeah, oh my God, they signed three edge rushers who are way past their prime.
Way past their prime.
Bruce Irvin out of mothballs and...
We're watching Hard Knocks. I thought they were going to the bingo hall with these guys.
Exactly. On Collins Avenue, by the
way. Yes, yes.
Where I grew up, by the way.
It's where my mother grew up.
You know what's crazy?
Well, Miami Beach High School.
Yep, at Lincoln Road Mall, but I digress. But anyway, I just think they ran out of players.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they, I don't know that Jalen Ramsey ever was the player because he came off meniscus surgery. I give him credit; he did the best he could. And Xavier Howell with his foot, Javon Holland with his knees. They just could never get right physically. Anyway, that's it. And then the offense kind of regressed a little bit. And I know Tyreek was doing the best he could with the ankle problems, and they just weren't right. A lot of injuries.
The biggest offseason story for the Dolphins, which full coverage at ProFootballNetwork.com.
Okay.
Is Tua going to get an extension? That's the big question.
I know that Lee Steinberg and Greer have talked. We'll see where they go. I personally would not do it if I was them.
You wouldn't do it at all.
You don't need to. Why do you need to? You have franchise
two franchise tags.
There's an agent. I can't say his name, but he's got a great line. And some of us who cover the NFL at a national level know who he is. And he always says, you can always do a bad deal anytime. Why wait? Why not wait? You don't need to do one right now. Tua did a nice job. He had a nice season. Mm-hmm. He stayed relatively injury-free. That was a great story, by the way.
All 17 games. Yeah, 18 in the playoffs.
I mean, he got rid of the football quickly. That was the big thing. I know he built his body up. The big story is he got rid of the football.
He did.
Their offensive line, which is not great, did a decent job.
Sure.
The run game was good. Got to keep Achan well. I'm told, though, that injury was actually a MCL sprain.
Okay. Makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. No, they put him on IR. I think, did they put him on
they
IR?
They put him on IR and he missed
five games. I heard they probably didn't need to.
No, there's four games plus the bye.
Yeah. So they're being proactive. But they have a very good roster, by the way, and they're all healthy.
We got to do a service to the fans who love mock drafts. Yeah. ProFootballNetwork.com. Adam Kaplan right now has a mock draft up there.
I never thought I'd be a mock drafter in my whole career.
I didn't
want to do it.
People love them.
I didn't want to do it, but you guys told me. And what happened? And I was telling you guys, through email, first time in my career, I'm getting college stuff in October. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this stuff? Do a mock draft. I'm like, all right.
So what's the next mock going to show that isn't on?
Well, Darius Robinson is going to be moving to the first round. I am stunned. I heard his tape was never that great. He's out of Missouri, by the way. He's probably a five technique in a 34 front. Very athletic, long, but never has played up to the measurables, David. And one of my best personal searches told me, he goes, you'll look really smart putting me in the first round. I'm like, I thought he was a third round pick. He goes, no, he's going to go somewhere between 20 and 32. He's going to my mock. I'm so energized, David, to do my next mock in the next week.
And you can
Matt,
bet on it, by the way. You can bet on it. He's Darius Robinson, first round pick. You heard it right here, man.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So we'll see if this guy's going to be right or not.
So I have to ask. Yeah. I ask everybody during the pods.
Sure.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
So I don't bet, but for Sports Grid when I do Scott Farrell on Fridays, I have to pick versus the spread. So I went 4-0 in the divisional round, 1-1 the first round. I like Detroit. I did something really dumb, David. I never do this, but I got sentimental for Lamar and I changed my leaping pick. And I beat myself up. And as Rich Gannon and I were talking when I interviewed him earlier, never bet against Mahomes. Never
bet against Mahomes.
I'm absolutely going to. I told people, take the money line. Why would you take the point and a half?
Hey,
you can get a plus 108.
Take the money line.
Take the money line, man.
I was on Sports Grid the other day and
I wish I was here.
Sharapan so flat good. Out
yeah.
asked me,
yeah.
do you bet against Patrick Mahomes? I said, no. And take the money line. Matthew Berry, which our column's going to come out in our video soon. Okay. Matthew said, you beat Tua, Lamar, and Josh Allen.
It's a gauntlet, man.
And you're getting points against Brock Purdy.
Take the money line, man.
Here we go. You hear it. Adam Kaplan, David Behrman, Pro Football Network. Go to ProFootballNetwork.com.